longing, yearning, anticipating a better season, a more hopeful outcome, a brighter day. All of us have experienced those moments.
For Israel, that new day could not arrive soon enough. With a history of bondage, years of war and uncertainty, they longed for the words of the prophets to become reality in their lifetime, that a Messiah would come to rescue them from their anguish and pain.
The children of Israel experienced the darkest of long nights as they awaited the promised Messiah. They longed for a king who, as King David had described, would rule out of reverence for God, one who would dawn on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning.
The prophets had said that one day the root of Jesse would stand as a banner for all people. The nations would seek him, and his place of rest would be glorious.
It was the prophet Isaiah who said that the wilderness and the dry lands would be made glad, that they would blossom like a rose with abundant joy and singing.
A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
These were words of hope, words of promise. They were the lifeline to which the people of God clung as they awaited the promised Messiah's arrival. Beacon of hope and light in a dark and dreary land.
Come, the long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free.
From our fears and sins, release us, let us find our rest in thee.
Israel's strength and consolation.